Matthew chapter 20. Going into this chapter, I want to mention verse 30 of the previous chapter is sort of the logical beginning of this parable. So just to remind ourselves, he had said, "But many that are first shall be last, and the last shall be first." The first last, the last first. And that has some bearing on what he's about to say. Verse 1, chapter 20. "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour, and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. And he went out abroad the sixth and ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle, and saith unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They say unto him, Because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when even was come, the lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers, and give them their hire, beginning from the last to the first. And when they came that were hired, about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. And when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, These last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal to us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day. But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that as thine, and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. Is it not lawful for me to do what I will with mine own? Is thine eye evil because I am good? Verse 16, So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen. I was in some measure amused as I looked at some of the interpretations of this parable. Actually, just one. And what they did is they started to look at the hours that people came and try to identify them as different historical groups. The apostles, and then the preaching in Acts, and they totally missed the point of the parable, which is this, that many are called, but few are chosen. If I were to give this a title, it would be called, God is not fair. God is not fair. I mean, he isn't fair, is he? Some people work 8 hours, they get paid a penny. Other people work 1 hour, and they get paid a penny. Which at that time was about a day's wages. A fair day's wages was a penny, a denarius. So, they had agreed at the beginning. They thought, yeah, that's a good wage. I'll work for a penny to labor in your vineyard. And they work all day, right? You know, what they really wanted to see, they thought those people should get less. But they, when they saw them get the same thing they had agreed to, they thought, well, no, actually, we should get more. More than they originally agreed to. But what I would take from this is not so much, I'd call it God isn't fair because of the way people look at this. The way, from man's perspective, this is not fair. Why, when after having worked such a long day, should they not be rewarded for such hard and dedicated labor? Is God fair? The way he answers is, he says, no, I'm not fair. I'm good. Your eye is evil because I am good. I do good to people who don't deserve it, and you hate me for it. Because you think you deserve something more. You think you've got more coming. And when you see me give something good to someone who you think is not deserving, you're offended. When I start, many that are last shall be first, and first shall be last. For many be called, but few chosen. When I was a youngster, and I first started looking at the Bible, when I was in my early teens, maybe even earlier than that, I'm thinking like 12, 13, I remember reading the first would be like, I had no idea what was he talking about. And then through over time, you begin to put into your mind different ideas of what Jesus means by that and try to assign it some specific meaning. But to me now, it has become sort of a deep axiom of his, something deep that is true. And it applies in more than one function. You know, it's true here and it's true there, in different ways of looking at things. You know, you notice in the parable, those who worked last were paid first, so that the first who worked could see it. So they could behold what a good guy he was. But they instead were they saying, wow, and praise him, you're so good. To those people. No, but rather they had thought for themselves only, and were indignant. Even though they got everything they deserved. And I would liken this parable, because he says at the end, many be called, few are chosen. That is a statement of predestination. What comes to my mind immediately is Ephesians 4, 1 verse 4, according as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us to the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us acceptable in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. You know, God makes certain things known to certain. Some vessels he appoints to wrath and others to mercy. Romans 9. God has a way of dealing with man. Not all does he appoint to eternal life. And to us it may seem kind of unfair. I mean, look it. Because I didn't do anything to deserve an inheritance of everlasting life. I never will do anything to deserve that. He will make me like that. But there's nothing of myself that I can say, this is what makes me worthy. This is what makes me deserving. I don't deserve it. Like the late workers in the parable. We are undeserving. And that makes others look who do not get what we get, which is something more than we labored for. See, because that's the point, really, is that they labored, you know, think of it in terms of salvation. They worked all day and got nothing beyond what they worked for. By your works, you will not enter into the kingdom of God. Though by works, there are works that must be done. But even that works is dead. I don't want to confuse you, but I also don't want to give you the wrong idea. Works are without them, you have no testimony of your faith. And your faith is dead because